Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country.
Hello, 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 my lovely, gorgeous rock stars. So happy to have you here today. You know what? Today's topic is so exciting because it is something that is, to me, to a certain extent, slightly controversial. Not everyone believes in it the way I believe in it, but I'd love for you to get my perspective on it and see if you can start to make it work for you. So what is this topic? It's called the science of luck. Okay, now, I know for a lot of people, luck is something that happens to them, right? So when something that happens to them, how can there be a science to it? Because it's supposed to be arbitrary. It's supposed to be coincidental. It's supposed to be not planned. That's why it's called luck in the first place. So one of the things that I have realized in my life is that there are a few ways that you can literally build your luck up. And I'm going to explain to you all that I have attracted in the last 10 years through all of my manifestation techniques have led me to become luckier and luckier. So there is a point where you start out, where you start to use all of these tools and techniques and nothing may happen for a while. But then you start to notice the patterns and a time comes where you just start to enter what I call the miracle zone, which is where you start to notice that, you know what, I don't know, but something has shifted in the universe. And that's pretty much what I am addressing as luck. You know, when people say, but winning a lottery, you had to buy the lottery to win a lottery. Would I be right in saying that? So the intention had to be set even for you to win a lottery. And that is why for me, my step number one is the awareness of an opportunity, the awareness of life, the awareness of our understanding of what's happening around us. For some people, they're just walking through life completely unaware. For some people, you know, in everything, they can see something more. They can see another. Their perception has gone so deep. And when your perception and your intelligence meets, I can say that, you know, that's where awakening or awareness sits. So a same person will walk through a party wanting to maybe, you know, next day start anything new the next day, and has zero awareness because he's not expecting anything, has no intention, has no clarity on what it is they want to do. And then another person, very similar, will be walking through that party, but because they know or they have clarity on where they are going, when they see someone, they go, oh my God, this is the person I've been wanting to meet. Let me go up and have a drink with them. So can you see how sometimes the same cards are dealt to two people, but one is able to use it, one is not able to use it. And then eventually it feels like, oh my God, I was so lucky I met that person in the party. But it wasn't luck that you met that person in the party. It just could be that you've attracted that person into your life because you had the awareness of the desire to having to meet them. Now, all of this can be debated. Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, there are some things that are beyond proving. But when it starts to happen again and again and again in your life, you know, you've come into what I call the miracle zone. So I'm going to recommend to all of you, do try it out before you throw away all of what I'm giving you as my formula. So the awareness, where does awareness sit? It sits in the clarity of knowing what you want in your life. You want to be more and more aware, you need to become. And that's why you'll notice that when you decide you want to buy a particular car, the minute you have clarity, you'll start to see it everywhere on the road. It'll feel like every second person has that car only. Okay, because one of the things that happens is it starts to come into our periphery. It starts to come into, there are a million things our mind has to process unconsciously. So we have to decide, we have something called the reticular activating system, which is the filter of our brain. That the minute we will put our focus on something, those things will start to pop up in life a lot more than everything else that we are unconsciously absorbing but not noticing. Got it. So this is something very important, awareness. Then it is setting intention. From now, having knowing of your environment, knowing the cards dealt to you, what is the intention you are setting for life? I believe that there's a huge difference between people who keep saying, I'm jinxed, I have bad luck, versus people who are walking around super optimistic, feeling extremely lucky. And the only difference between these two people is the intention that they are setting in the universe. Because whatever you think, whether you can or you cannot, you are right. I think Henry Ford said that. Whether you think you can or you cannot, if you believe you are jinxed, you are 100% correct, because your mind will pick up the patterns of jinx in your life. Anything that goes wrong, you'll be able to connect it back to, see, I said so, no, I knew nothing works out for me. It's always a no. I'm the, you know, I bring bad luck to everything. And then there are some people, anything they touch turn into gold. And you wonder how they are able to do that. Wow, they look so lucky. While the truth is, you know what? They have very clear intention for life, which is you start to believe every single day that the universe has your back, that actually, you know, there is an energy beyond yourself that's working for you. You'll start to see the life you will land up creating will be completely different. So awareness to intention to something that I believe very deeply in, which I call faith and surrender. See, at the intention level, what a lot of people do is if they don't know the how, they don't even want to attempt. So I don't know. Let's say I want to pick up a house in my area, or I want to pick up a property. Now, I don't know how I'm going to ever do that. I neither have the money, nor the expertise, nor the understanding. How? Why is this vision even coming to me? I'm wondering. So some people will leave the vision because they'll be like, that's impossible. And then someone may start to go, I don't know, I've been having these visions. What if I'm meant to do this? What if God only puts those dreams into us that we are capable of fulfilling? Let me start to explore this option. And then you start to be, without knowing the how, you start to have this faith and surrender that this is going to come to you. Okay. And then every single day you're visualizing it, you are making, somehow there is a connection that has gotten set with your, you know, and then what tends to happen is God himself will start to send opportunities, or another way that I like to say it is you will start to notice the opportunities that already actually existed, which were not in your dimension at the time when the thought came or the dream came or the desire came. And so that's a huge thing. So for me, I like to look at it as placing an order in a restaurant is like placing an order with God. I don't need to know. I have faith and surrender in the chef that he'll be able to give me the pasta because it's on the menu. The same way, I don't need to know how he's going to cook it, whether he has the sauces, whether he has the ingredients. I don't need to find out any of that. Right? All I need to do is give my specifications. I would love it to be a yummy, saucy, spicy pasta. Let's say that's my order. And now I have to have the faith and the patience to just wait to receive it, right? The same is with God. You can literally think of something that's way out of the ordinary. So one of the things I did was that when I started to work with my luck, I went to a jeweler down the road and I said, you know what, I want to pick up this ring. Now that ring was way out of my budget. I think I had 1/10 the money in my account that day. And I said, if in the next 1 year I'm wearing this ring, then I'm truly going to believe that we are the designers of our destiny and luck serves the one that's willing to have the clarity, the awareness, the intention, and the faith that it's going to come to me. And I just started to go, it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. I know it's going to come to me. And that belief of mine then got converted into my grandfather, who had passed many, many, many moons before, had left some property to the grandchildren that went into litigation that month. So forget that year. I actually was wearing the ring in less than 30 days of setting the intention of wanting it. Rather, that's the ring I sold to go and do my courses in America eventually, which I'm so grateful to my grandpa for. But you know what? The day I wore that ring, I was like, maybe there is a science to luck that I don't understand. And it changed my entire journey. Now, one thing that I believe that I've added to this whole process over the last 10 years of practicing conscious luck, if I may say so, has been the fact that there is something called inspired action. What do I mean by inspired action? So there are two kinds of action. If you want to lose weight, one is obvious action. Start exercising, start reducing your calorie count, start eating healthier food, you will lose weight, right? Those are obvious actions. But then there is actions that actually when I sit in my meditation, it'll be like contact Sheena. And I'm like, why did it come to me, contact Sheena? And when I call Sheena, she tells me her sister, who's a Zumba instructor, has shifted to Chennai. And I'm like, how did that happen? Why would I call Sheena after 15 years? And why would she give me this information? And you know what? It all starts to fall in place that actually the whole universe, if you start to truly in your heart believe, is conspiring. I think Shah Rukh Khan said that in one of his movies, Om Shanti Om, ke pura kainat tumhari, you know, and it's so beautiful, that sentence. So really, I want you to start to believe that the whole universe is working towards making your desires true. And if that was true, you have to start to follow all your inspired actions. I remember in May, I wanted to pick up my first rental property, a property that gives me rent. And I didn't know how to attract it. So every morning, I just put it on my habit tracker that I'm going to remind Puneet to help me find this property. Every evening, I'll follow up with him. Within 15 days, he was able to find it for me. Now, for someone, this would be very obvious in action. But honestly, I had absolutely no idea how this property is going to come into my life. But I said, you know what? I must open the door that if God has already decided which property he wants me to get, how will it match if I don't have doors open? Right? Some of us here want to attract a beautiful partner. Some of us here want to attract a lot more wealth. Some of us here want to attract maybe, you know, better health. I don't know what it is that you want to attract, but I want you to believe there's a whole segment of luck when you start to follow your inspired actions, not just only your obvious actions. And last but not the least, I call it the sacred receiving. Now, what do I mean by sacred receiving? Now, when I had put that property that I wanted to pick up in May on my goals or vision board, it was actually double the size and the specifications were slightly different than what I actually landed up buying. Now, what I landed up buying is absolutely gorgeous. But what a lot of us do is when we actually receive what it is that we had set the intention out to do, my teacher, Jack Canfield, very sweetly says that he had said $1 million. And he made, I think, some $6,000 less than $1 million. And to somebody, they will look and say, you know what? Oh my God, I didn't hit my number. I have so much bad luck. But he just said, oh my God, I can't believe I hit $1 million. And within the week of that crossing whatever deadline he had put, he actually made that 6,000 and it hit $1 million, but it took a week. So one of the things I truly believe that luck has a factor of time in it. And that whenever you start to feel like giving up, if you just keep your patience without losing your faith, God rewards you. And this is one of the biggest lessons I have learned in luck, that if I just sit in the energy of knowing that it is just divine delay, it is not God punishing me, it is God preparing me. So I'm a big believer that whenever I will receive, I will thank God with so much gratitude that the next time, whatever it is that he wants to send to me, will get closer and closer to the specifications of me, whatever it is that I'm asking. So learning to receive beautifully. Now, I want you to imagine as parents, when we, let's say, buy our children a very expensive PlayStation, okay? And what they wanted was the black color, but what was available was blue. And because it was his birthday, you brought the blue one home. Now, what should he be focused on? The fact that he got the PlayStation or the fact that it wasn't the color that... And a lot of us let go of the 90% of receiving for the 10% that didn't match. And I feel like that's one of the biggest mistakes we make, because the minute our vibration falls, our ability to attract, the frequency at which luck lives, goes away. So one of my biggest recommendations would be, when you receive the blue PlayStation, act as if blue is better than black. And just for some time, be so grateful that your parents should have a smile on their face having given you that PlayStation. Same way, God should have a smile on his face that in an ungrateful world, I want to serve the people who have gratitude. And I truly in my heart believe, if you had to ask me that, Pooja, okay, I don't remember anything you said in the last 15 minutes, what's the one thing you need to do? I can tell you, I changed my luck when I started to do gratitude every single day. My daily focus on thanking God, becoming so extreme in my gratitude, so thankful to God that now I just feel like luck is totally on my side because I am now an illuminated soul where God wants to give me more because He knows in giving this child, I will receive the maximum gratitude. And if all God wants is gratitude because there's nothing else we can give to Him. And I'm saying God, but you can use the word universal energy, cosmic intelligence, the power of whatever runs the world. You call it what you like. You don't need to believe in God to believe in luck, but come up with some connection with the other realm, whatever that connection is of yours, where you know there are things that happen to you and there are things that you need to do with what happens to you. And it's the co-authoring of both these things that actually create our most beautiful destiny. So if you really want to be in a place of being able to design your life and have luck on your side, my suggestion, just become deeply grateful. So deep awareness and understanding of how life is around you, then setting a clear intention on where it is that you want to go with your life and how life works for you. Believing in your heart, having that faith and surrender that if God's given me the desire and the dream, He's only going to show the how. So no stress on the how. Then starting to take inspired actions every single day towards this, whatever it is that you've been desiring. So opening up the doors for things to be able to reach you. And last but not the least, having elevated emotion around sacred receiving. That when it comes to you, you're not going to focus on what it doesn't have, but you're going to focus on what all is a match so that more of the matching comes into your life. Practice these 5 steps and start to watch how you'll enter what I call the miracle zone or the luck zone. And then suddenly luck will not feel like a coincidence. Luck will not feel like it happened to me by chance. It will literally start to feel like I design my own luck. And when you feel that powerful, where you feel like you can design your own luck, you will grow in gratitude. And the more in gratitude you grow, the more your luck grows. So all the very best and loads of love. I will see you in the next episode.